Taking St. Louis in the opening round, takes another win at Darlington. And remember, the defending champ, this is the defending champion we're talking about in the truck series. He's now 2-0 in these playoffs already. Did he win? I try to remember, did he win in the regular season? I want to say he did at least once. I mean, it feels like a long time ago since the trucks have last raced, but Sheldon Creed 2-0 in the truck playoffs, heading into the round of 12 finale there. I believe all three divisions actually are racing at Bristol this weekend, so it looks like the trucks will end there, round of 12 there. There's going to be two drivers eliminated there. I think the Xfinity Series. Actually, when I'm talking about it now, I might as well just play two here while I'm talking. And let's move to the fast groove of the racetrack here and talk Xfinity Series. Obviously, you have Noah Gregson. The last time we're on this podcast, Noah Gregson did not win a race. Since we were gone, he's won two of them back to back. Darlington, and really, he should have won the last time the Xfinity Series was at Darlington there. And of course, the caution came out late there, and everything got kind of jumbled up there. Noah could not get past Josh Berry, and also the eventual winner of that race, Justin Allgaier. Gregson, winless. I probably talked about this last time I talked to you guys. 3-Y crew, Noah Gregson, all this talk, yours truly about, is he going to win a race? Will he win a race? Well, he's won back to back races. Yes, actually, the finale, the regular season finale for the Xfinity Series will be on Friday night. And I want to say, let's see here. I want to double check here. So Friday night, Xfinity Series in action here. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So the action starts off early. The Truck Series will be racing Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Time there to cap off their round of 10. There, again, two drivers will be eliminated from playoff contention. And right now, Zane Smith and Chandler Smith, the Smiths, will be out if we're to start. Next round, we're to start tonight. Not tonight, but this weekend, obviously. But obviously, Austin Hill, one of the bigger stories. Austin Hill sitting there, only five up on Zane Smith. And Carson Hocevar, 8 points out. Chandler Smith sitting there, 12 out. So, Bristol, anything goes. Even with the aggressive banking and whatnot, it still can find the weirdest things can happen at Bristol. We'll see if any, especially with the Truck Series, anything shakes up on Thursday night. A lot of early racing going on there. Obviously, you got Thursday night football, Thursday night racing at Thunder Valley. It's going to be something going down there. And Sheldon Creed starting to rack up the, just like Denny Hamlin's waking up. Sheldon Creed starting to wake up here, the defending Truck Series champion. He is now 2-0, and he's playing at playoffs, and he's going to go for a sweep in the round of 10 on Thursday night. So keep that in mind. And Austin Hill, he's racked on his team. I shouldn't say rag. He's racked on his team, saying that this team is a championship four contender. Well, five up. You cannot afford to make a mistake. You got, again, at this point, you better make sure you guys get stage points in stages 1 and 2 right there. Meanwhile, there has been a change back to the middle group, the Xfinity Series. As it stands right now, they're going to be racing on Friday night at Bristol, right? There's a change at top of the regular season champion at standings right now. Last time I talked to you, Austin Cindric was the man. And now, the tide has turned a little bit here, and this is going to be decided on the final laps on Friday night. Obviously, the regular season ends with the Xfinity Series, finally. On Friday night, A.J. Allmendinger, your points leader. How about that? Allmendinger getting it done. +5 on Austin Cindric right now. Heading in to Bristol on Friday night. Cindric knows how to get around Bristol. Allmendinger has had some success. But right now, Allmendinger riding that hot streak all summer long. And he's in position to get 15 of those precious points. That could be huge for Allmendinger. So we'll see what happens there. But right now, I want to put it past you. Noah Gregson, a winner at Bristol. Will he make it 3 in a row? Heading into the playoffs? Gotta find out. As right now, if they were to start, Senate would be the number one seed. Allmendinger, Allgaier, and Gregson there. Top four there, as well as right now, as pretty much, I believe, this playoff field right now that we're looking at, it's pretty much set, really, unless something wacky out of the blue comes down and strikes one of these guys that commits or hurts. But you're looking at the top 12. You're looking at the 2021 Xfinity Series playoffs right here. Cindric, Allmendinger, Allgaier, Gregson, Haley, Hemric, Burton, the Burtons, Jeb and Harrison, Mike Snyder, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Kmetz, and Riley Herbst. Excuse me. That is what you're looking at right now. So that's pretty much it. Unless, again, something out of the blue happens and a big-time upset happens at Bristol in the Xfinity Series, which probably is not going to happen. But we shall see about that, folks. So there's kind of a quick recap of the trucks in the Xfinity series. It's been about 2 weeks since I last talked to you on that, so I want you to get you guys caught up to speed in that department.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Racing, starting off the 2021 playoffs, 2-0, undefeated, going into Bristol, the final race of the round of 12, and of course, the last time I talked to you was before the playoffs started, I'm pretty sure, with the Cup Series, obviously, and what a start for Joe Gibbs Racing, dinging him the finish, yeah, Darlington, it was something else. Denny Hamlin coming in there, no wins. I've had a couple stage wins early on in the year, but he has come alive in his playoff to start off the playoffs there. He racked up stage one and two over the weekend at Richmond there, but did not get the win at Richmond, but he did get the win at Darlington. He opened the playoffs there and knocked off Kyle Larson in the progress. Kyle Larson doing the video game move there. They're on the last corners of the race there, banging the wall, pretty much knocking the wall down all the way to the checkered flag. Denny Hamlin scoring his first victory of 2021, and he had a way to do it in early September. And then you turn around over the weekend, and then Joe Gibbs race. This was a Joe JGR race. I would have told you that before the weekend even started. But Martin Truex Jr. closes the deal there. And these guys were just fast all night long. And you're truly did not see this race. I just got done finishing looking at DVRing the race there, and MTJ, we're going to the next round. Hell yes. Joe Gibbs Racing sweeps Richmond, Truex, Hamlin, and Bell. 1-2-3 finished here. Kyle Busch teammate did finish in a top 10 somewhere in the 8th spot. Obviously, this is playoffs. Like I said, this is only playoff talk around the playoff drivers, unless you're the first non-playoff guy to finish in there, and I believe we're going to talk about him here in just a second there, but Joe Gibbs race was outstanding here. Kyle Larson did finish in the top 10, like 6th, I believe. Again, we're going to be going right down through the list here of these playoffs, and we might as well start from the bottom and working our way to the top. The Federated Auto Parts 400. The funny thing is here, like I say, you know, I told somebody this, and I told another person this on Twitter, that every time I don't watch a race, it seems like Martin Truex Jr. does well, or gets a penalty, and rallies back to finish as well. Well, check both of those markers off the list. Truex got penalized for going ahead of Hamlin to start the race. You can do that after the opening checker flag, opening green flag, excuse me, not the start of the race there. That was unfortunate there, but luckily, I mean, mistake, and this is good because, you know, I haven't recorded for a while, and both of these races to start the playoffs, both with a lot of mistakes. Darlington was something else. That was a war for attrition there to survive, to get to the checkered flag and get yourself to Richmond there. All the topsy-turvy events there. You had Michael McDowell stay out early on in the race there, and he's pretty much done unless he proves me wrong and goes out there and wins this race on Saturday night. He's pretty much done. I mean, you cannot, the old saying, you cannot have problems in the first race of any round in these playoffs. And I said that this has been the format, this has been the goal. I mean, you cannot have a first race in any round problem, or it's going to be hard to dig yourself out of a hole. Hendrick Motorsports on the verge of losing two drivers out of this round because they got off to a bad start. William Byron's kind of surprising to me. I thought he'd be a little bit better than that. Bowman struggled a little bit over the weekend. He finished outside the top 10 in this race on Saturday. So the question is now, JGR cranked up at the right time? Obviously, Denny has. And we've seen Kyle Larson dominate all season long, and in so far, Larson no wins, but three drivers actually advance to the next round. Hamlin, Truex, and your regular season champ, Kyle Larson, gets a ticket to the round of 12. That starts next week, I believe, at Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. And that's going to be a tricky round of itself there. I believe Vegas, I think Talladega is in the middle of that round. I have to double check on that. And while I'm talking at the same time there as well. So yeah, so the round of 12. Obviously, I don't want to look too far ahead because we're going to be talking about this next week with Vegas. Yep, Vegas, Talladega, and the Charlotte Roval to cap off that round. So already wacky sequence there with that round, and that could kick out a lot of good drivers here. We'll have to see, but we still have a lot of unfinished business with the Cup Series in round of 16. We still got a lot of potential roller coaster stunners that could come out of here with the trend. Obviously, the last spot is Ty Kurt Busch, who was in contention in the early stages that Richmond wrecked out of this race. So he and Alex Bowman are actually in a tie for that last transfer spot for the round of 12 here. And let's get now, yeah, Kurt Busch, might as well just start with him, folks. Kurt Busch, dead last in this race, like again said. He started fourth, and you know, that hurts that team quite a bit, you know, after his, let's see, I'm going to try to pull two screens up here. Kurt Busch did finish sixth in the opener, and he finishes 37th here. That's a recipe of getting yourself eliminated in the first round. At least you have to be solid in the first round. I mean, 16 drivers, you have a little bit of wiggle room a little bit, unless you don't have enough wins or enough stage wins or a combination of both. Then you're going to have to at least finish in the top 10, top dozen to keep yourself in the game. That this just hurts right here. And Kurt knows how to get around Bristol, a four or five time winner there. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does. I mean, obviously, Saturday night, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get wild. It's going to get crazy. So, and actually, when I'm thinking about it from my other podcast, it might have to wait until next Monday. We'll have to see about that. Anyways, moving along, Michael McDowell. Back to him. Michael McDowell had a fast race car at Darlington, right? And then he hurt himself. He hit the wall at Darlington and basically spun himself out. Daytona 500 champ this year made a mistake there, and then he finishes 28th. That's just not going to cut it here. McDowell, yep, he finished 37th at Darlington. And then you come back and you finish 28th there. That's definitely not going to get it done. And you know I'm done on sugarcoat stuff on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. And, you know, yeah, it's win or you're out pretty much. So pretty much everybody probably had this guy out. But, no, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, still one race left. 500 laps. I mean, again, I mean, crazy stuff has happened. And wouldn't rule it out between the Truck Series finale in the round of 10 and the Cup Series round of 16 final race here. So we still got a lot of good drivers. I mean, yes, they had good finishes, but they're underneath 20 points. That includes your defending champion as well, who had a comeback. A lot of guys had a comeback efforts in this race. That seems to be the motto of the first two races of the season. postseason. So there's been a lot going on. We're getting caught up on top of it here, obviously, on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 McDowell. Two finishes outside the top 25. That's not going to cut it one bit as he's going to have to fight his way, more than likely get a win, upset win at Darlington if he's going to keep his any hopes. And he had opportunity here to possibly move on if he didn't step on his own toes. At Darlington, I mean, you look, Vegas, a mile and a half track there, Talladega, he's good there. I'm talking about McDowell, and then the road course. Well, he's probably not going to get a chance to do that. So, I mean, again, we'll see. I mean, I might eat my words. I mean, again, but I say 95% chance that McDowell will not move on to the next round. Again, now moving up to 19th, and that's where you find William Byron. I am stunned at this. I thought he would be a lot better. Obviously, last year made his playoff debut for Hendon Motorsports, but he's been just playing not very good. Hurting himself a little bit. He got caught up in a late wreck at Darlington. He finished 34th in the playoff opener, and he comes back and finished 19th again. I mean, you learn the hard way. Sometimes you have to be solid. Top dozen, get you a couple top tens there, and you have a shot at it. But here, it's going to take something. It's going to take something. That's for sure. Here, you're going to have to get win stage one. And with the way Kyle Larson has run all year long, Kyle Busch knows how to get around here because a Keselowski, a Chase Elliott, a Blaney. Denny Hamlin right now on fire right now. Sorry, it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough right now. You have to be on top of your game at this junction of the season, and this 2014 seems to be fumbling around. Football reference. Fumbling around right now, and they're in trouble. They're in trouble of not going to the next round there. And last but not least, before we take a short intermission break, we find ourselves next with Tyler Reddick. Yep, Tyler Reddick finished 15th in the Federated Auto Parts 400 there, and he finished 18th here at Darlington. He opened up the playoffs there for him. Tyler Reddick, I thought he was going to be a top 10 man for sure at Darlington. He faded late there, finished all the way 18th in here. Again, Tyler Wright, top 15, but yet he is only five points out stage points. Again, if he can get stage points in both stages, really, that's really the goal. If you're in that position, you rather have stage points in stage one and in two. You don't want to leave stage points out. And with his situation and Kurt Busch's situation, you get stage points however you can get them and put the pressure on Alex Bowman, on Eric Almirola. Some of those guys I can think of right now that are kind of not comfortable going in there because you have a problem. One of those guys have a problem, or even two of them have a problem. You better be on it, jump on that opportunity as much as you can. So Tyler Reddick to go, if he's going to move on, he was kind of my dark horse to move on, to make a run in these playoffs, but Still there, I'm telling you, still there. An opportunity awaits Saturday night under the lights at Bristol. And again, no dirt. The last time we were all there, we saw the dirt race there. And what a show that was there. So Tyler Reddick, one of those guys on the bubble. We kind of already covered pretty much all of them except Alex Bowman as well. So when we come back to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, we will wrap up the Federated Auto Parts 400 playoff drivers, and obviously we'll hand out the non-playoff driver compliment as well, and pretty much get you ready for Bristol on this week on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. When we return, I am going the wrong way with this. There we go. To set it up. Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, the playoffs roll into Bristol where the round of 12 will end.
Coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Returns. Eddie Greer here, the third, back for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. After a quite sneakily week off of the podcast with the unfortunate of the business of my schedule, had to not do one, do a full recap on what took place at Darlington, but we're combining them tonight on this edition. And during that intermission, this episode will come out on Wednesday night, so midweek EG3 podcast will be in your hands Wednesday night before triple header action. So no other way to kick off Bristol action with no other podcast with a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is correct, folks. So let you know there, if you have not subscribe to the podcast. We're already in playoff mode, but if you have not, you better get on board now because the action's about to heat up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's been some good interviews in there as well, even though I have not done one in quite a while. Been working on a couple of guests, and I've already locked in two of them already. I have to keep on rescheduling one, and I might sneak in maybe one or two more drivers before the year is out. I have a few in mind, so definitely I do want to have some more, at least a couple more interviews before the season rolls out here in November as well. So definitely keep your eyes peeled on that. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Middle of the week, we'll have this out. Obviously, usually, really all year long, I've waited until Sunday to post this podcast an hour before green flag. That will not happen this week, at least, because of the action being Thursday. This podcast will roll out on Wednesday night, so be out, look out for that as well. So I'm sure some people are wondering, you know, what happened to 3Wide Podcast this last week. So that is why. So with everything that's been going on, like I said, this is the busiest time for me of the year, especially with Kansas rolling along later on in the year. That I'm excited for that. And the guests that I have already planned for both pre and post. So looking forward to that as well. I might have to try that again Maybe to get a little extra. We'll see what happens there on that. But anyways, I don't want to spoil the fun on Kansas Week, obviously. We still have a lot of racing to go before we get there. And of course, Kansas switched with Texas. Now that is the middle race of the round of eight. So that's even going to be even more exciting. Obviously, the pandemic and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. So really very excited for that. So looking forward to Bristol, obviously, football Saturday. A big day on Saturday, all the way around. Football in the afternoon, then come home, watch race. Yep. So, all right. So, turn our attention back to what has put place with some of these playoff drivers in between Darlington and last week at Richmond Raceway. And we pick it back up with, as I switch it back to Eric Almirola, who finished 14th in the race, got stage points in both stages 1 and 2, and ended up finishing 16th at Darlington. So, what does that leave? What does that leave us? It leaves him not feeling comfortable. 3 points up right now above Kurt Busch right now, as we stand right now. And again, you finish back here with no stake points or have an issue, and which is easy to get to now. If you get a lapse down here, you're not getting it back. That's just easy. You have a loose wheel, and mistakes have plagued playoff drivers, especially in the first race of the playoffs. You saw pretty much almost everyone in the playoffs have an issue, whether it's on pit road or on their track. You have one here, short track like Bristol, yeah, you're going multiple laps down and you ain't getting it back. That's just the way it is. Almirola's got to be careful here. If he were to advance, that would be huge for him. Obviously, got into the playoffs with a win at Richmond, upsetting the field. Now, he's only 3 up, and for the SHR driver there, he's got to put his work boots on. That's the way it goes right here. Brad Keselowski finished 13th in the race at Richmond last weekend, and trying to find him on the Darlington sheet here, 7th. Darlington, he started 16th and he finished 7th. Keselowski knows how to get around Bristol. He's a winner, former winner there, obviously. So Keselowski, and where he trying to correlate where he is in playoff position. Keselowski's 9th right now, 13 up on Kurt Busch right now as well. So there's some big names that better be careful here. Like I said, something great is going to go down, and we've seen first round upsets in the past. a couple big names not make it in through the first round. And you better be careful. That's for sure. And Penske starting to step to speed up a little bit. Keselowski was up front for a little bit in that race last Saturday night there, but only coming up in a 13th place finish. But does have a top 10. Does he do enough to transfer himself into the round of 12? And speaking of 12, finishing 12th, Alex Bowman, the man who sits, has the final chance for a spot right now for Heritage Motorsports. And like I said, there's potential if things shake out, not go Hendrick's way, two drivers could be out of it at least, because Chase Elliott, yeah, he finished 4th, but the run that he had, the ending to Darlington, put him in a spot there that he really can't have no more mulligans. So Bowman definitely can't have an issue here. He's gonna have to go try to win the race pretty much here, buddy, and get stage points and hope that maybe one, maybe two drivers have an issue and he can capitalize on it. But he's gonna have to take care of his own business, and 12th isn't going to get it done. And where did he finish at Darlington? Bowman finished 26th at Darlington, so definitely needs a top 10 to stay alive, maybe possibly more than that, the way that it's shaping up here. Ryan Blaney off to a good start in these playoffs. Obviously, Blaney at his worst racetrack finished in the top 10 here in 10th position, and he was quite happy with that. Richmond has been a house of horrors for Ryan Blaney coming in these playoffs, obviously, and he finally overcomes some of them demons at the Richmond track there, finishing 10th. And going back to the opener, he finished 22nd after starting on the pole. And where is the number 12 driver right now? Sitting 5th right now, 28 up. And Blaney's pretty good at Bristol. And if he does what Ryan Blaney does at Bristol, they run well, run in the top 3, top 5, he should be okay to move on to the next round there in the round of 12 as well. And we all know he's good on at the Charlotte Roval and, of course, Talladega. And pretty slick at the Vegas track as well. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, back after a week off. Kyle Busch, I'm going to say Kyle Larson. We'll get to Kyle Larson here in a minute. Kyle Busch finishes a spot ahead of Blaney there in the ninth spot here after a disastrous first round, which he hit the wall, turn 4 at Darlington. The lady in black captured him, hit the wall, ran through some cones on a bad road there, and he got fined $50K. And now all that, and he sits 10th, only 8 to the good. So this is what I'm talking about here. Kyle Busch, 8. Already talked about him. Keselowski, only 13. Yeah, Kyle Busch. Circle that here. Right here. I mean, you'd rather be where, at least, where Chase Elliott is, 19th and 19 points. And maybe even Christian Bell as well. But less than 15, you gotta be a little bit concerned, a little bit there. So Kyle Busch, he's very good at Bristol. He can come out with a win in advance situation. This is the type of situation here where Kyle Busch can do that. Definitely can do that. Win and hit the walk-off home run and transfer himself into the round of 12 on Saturday night. He can definitely capable. Doing that in the Joe Gibbs short track game right now is pretty stout right now. It always has been. Kyle Busch, he's a winner. He's won a lot of Bristol races, so no doubt. But again, just one small mistake. And again, mistakes have been king in the first round of this playoffs. If anything, if we see anything like we have seen in these playoffs with mistakes, That could cost you a transfer spot in the next round. Kyle Larson finished 6th. And just a heads up, we're going all the way through 6-1, all playoff drivers. So okay. Actually, no. Let's not forget about the forgotten man, actually. Kevin Harvick. Harvick finished 8th in this race here. And he actually rallied back to finish. He's got 2 top 10s. That actually includes the top 5 to open playoffs at Darlington. Boy, I mean, this is the kind of start. This is the perfect example of being steady. I mean, yeah, Harvick has not won a race all year. It still hasn't. Still has not won. We're going into mid-September with Kevin Harvick not winning a race. But yet, he's on the verge of transferring into the round of 12. And all he has to do is do like he's been doing. Get a 5th top 5. Run strong in the top 10. Get an 8th place finish like he did at Richmond on last Saturday night. If he keeps doing that, he's going to be finding himself right there in the top in the top dozen going into Las Vegas next week. And I believe Harvick, he's getting a lot of points in this round. As I go to the other screen here, yeah, Kevin Harvick, plus 25. That's where you want to be right there. At least going into the final round, 25 and up, oh yeah. I mean, still though, crazy stuff happens. But again, you give yourself that cushion there. And Kevin Harvick has exactly done what he needed to do. Score stage points and get solid finishes. You can find yourself make a run for this playoffs, and let's not count the four team out just yet. And who knows? He's a possible threat to win at Bristol. We'll see what happens there on that front. Now, Kyle Larson finished sixth. Obviously, I already talked about the video game move at opening playoffs. Second at Darlington as well. And he advanced automatically to the next round there. So he won a, I believe he won a stage at Darlington, maybe two, if I'm not mistaken there. But anyways, Kyle Larson continuing the year of the Larson guy, of the young money. So he continues to be stout. Now, obviously, Denny Hamlin has stepped up to the plate here and challenged him, along with Truex as well. Truex was very fast at Darlington. More on him in just a moment there as well. So, but again, I mean, Larson taking advantage of the big cushion that he put himself in, and he's automatically in the next round. Two top tens already in these playoffs, and he's definitely going to be the man. Top betting man when it comes to who's going to win this race on Saturday night. Put him right there on the top of the list. The Kyles. It could be the Kyle show on Saturday night with Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch in there as well. Kyle Larson just continues to take care of business, and he's going to be moving on to the next round.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Logano finished 8th in the playoff opener at Darlington a couple of weeks ago there. So Joey, like he always does in the playoffs, just sticking stones, gets you fine. And he and somebody brought this up. I caught this right as I got home from the K-State football game the other night. Well, fortunately, the race was going on at the same time I was at the K-State football game, so that's why I did not watch it in live real time, but finally finished it up before hopping onto this podcast tonight with you guys. Logano just takes his car wherever it handles, whether it handles good or in the middle or poorly, and just gives it the good wherever it finishes. And again, Joey Logano finished 8th in Darlington, and here was right there, finished 5th in this race, and yeah, he's going to be clearly the next guy to get his ticket punched to the next round. He's plus 40 up on Kurt Busch. So he's basically a full race ahead of Kurt Busch. So he's going to get the next ticket in for sure, probably after stage one, unless again something weird happens. Logano going on to the next round. That leaves Chase Elliott. I mentioned him earlier in the first half of the podcast tonight. Chase Elliott finishing 4th, and he had himself a day as well. Got hit with the penalty after stage 2, had a rally back, and for him, this was his best car at Richmond. He was contending with Denny Hamlin throughout most of the night there before that penalty happened. So, Chase Elliott, he's plus 19 up above the cutoff spot right now. Chase Elliott finished 31st at Darlington there after he had connotations with the wall as well. Henry Motorsports in the opening night had a rough night except for Kyle Larson there. So, Elliott, again, he's going to have to be very careful. Obviously, this is your reigning series champion here. He is 19 right now in the 7th spot right now. All he has to do is take care of business, and I think he should be able to do that and move on to the next round. The 1-2-3 starts with Christopher Bell, 3rd. Christopher Bell, he was solid at Darlington. He and his crew chief played a different strategy in this race. At Darlington, where did Christopher Bell finish? But he only finished 20th, matching his car number here over at Richmond, finishing third and putting himself in the spot to move on to the next round. And you better watch out for Christian Rebell now. He has a chance to mix it up even more at Bristol. You know he's a winner in the Xfinity Series. And he has a definite possibility to mix it up with Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch. So definitely third. That's huge for that this team. This team is 500 laps away from moving on into the round of 12. That's big. That's big time for them. Pretty much all of Joe Gibbs' drivers are in that position already. Two of them are already locked in. We're going to talk about both of them right now. Denny Hamlin, dominant throughout this race, obviously, but one little slip and could not close the deal, and it would have been two wins in a row for Denny Hamlin there, but could not pull it off. But these cars were absolutely just fast on the racetrack all night long, obviously, there, and he led a race high 197 laps in this race there, including leading the opening 100 laps of the 152 there. And then, of course, Martin Truex Jr. And yeah, Denny Hamlin, your winner at Darlington. No question about it here. But this guy also could have won Darlington as well. And TJ has been such solid to start these playoffs here. And I'm happy, obviously, that he's moving on to the next round. So Truex, obviously, overcoming the penalty and getting the win and basically just chipping away at the penalty there. It was early enough there, but fortunately enough, it wasn't much worse than that. Of course, he gets a penalty, of course, for passing the leader before when the race starts. So, I wasn't mad at that. Well, obviously, I wasn't mad at that due to the result of the race. I was just thrilled and relieved that he won this race. Now he'll be moving on to the round of 12, obviously, and for Truex, this is win number 4 of the season in another short track win. I believe it's number 6, I believe, short track runs for Truex, and he is getting around Richmond if he were if he can get past, obviously, the dreaded Talladega, which for whatever reason he wrecks out a very speedway race, but if he can put himself in a position, I know I'm way court before the horse here, but if he can, get a solid finish out Vegas, get a lot of stage points, and finish good, and that would kind of alleviate some of that pressure at what Talladega brings. So that's the only race I'm concerned about going for Martin. Every year is Talladega. But and another track really for him was Bristol, because the fact that something always happens to him at Bristol, where it was loose wheels, mainly loose wheels here for Martin at Bristol. He runs good in top 5 and then has a loose wheel. And then that's really common, or a pit mistake. Something common that we accustomed to seeing with these mistakes year in, year out with Truex. But Truex takes care of business, and we ain't got to worry about that now. It's house money. Get maybe even get another playoff point, or maybe even get another short track win. Who knows? He goes in there, can relax a little bit, and have some fun now, and maybe try to get Bristol off his list. Remember, it was Truex that stunned everybody the last time there. Blew out everybody in the Truck Series race on dirt. I was stunned at that. That was so there, and he turned around a couple hours later and nearly pulls off a top 5. Should have been really a top 4 there, and then he had like a tire going down at the final lap of the race, which kind of it was pretty sour. Let's be honest, I was pretty sour about that. But he had a good showing last time. It was on dirt, so let's see if he can solve the pavement. But the important thing for Martin Truex Jr. and Truex Nation, folks, that we are going on to the round of 12. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Joe Gibbs races, like I said, 2-0 in these playoffs. They're going to be looking to sweep the round of 16 on Saturday night. And they have definitely have a chance to do that, especially with Kyle Busch Nothing given. That 8 points, they ain't nothing there for somebody. So Kyle Busch definitely can give them the opportunity to do that. Maybe Denny Hamlin gets another win there. Maybe Christopher Bell steps up to play and knocks one out of the ballpark. So Joe Gibbs Racing right now, clicking on all cylinders. It was Hendrick Motorsports all year long. All of a sudden now, when it matters, I talked about this now. Yeah, you got to step up to play. It's game time. And Denny Hamlin said this in his post-game pressers, I believe it was after the Richmond race. It's go time. You know, it's time to show up. Time to do the things that you need to do, right, to advance. And that's what Denny Hamlin has done. Denny Hamlin, I believe, has won 3 of the 4 stages. Does not include the win. So Denny Hamlin right now, playoff Hamlin showing up here, and we'll see what Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole does on Saturday night at Thunder Valley. Eddie Greer for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 getting ready to close things out here. And the non-playoff driver who's been really, really good these first two races here. I told you, you get a shout, a non-playoff driver, get a shout out. You do well right now. This guy obviously going to track house racing next year, and this guy's really, really, I'm really, really loving this dude. Ross Chastain challenging. You got to go back to Darlington, right? He challenged Hamlin, trying to catch Larson and challenging those guys. Ross Chastain finished third at Darlington 2 weeks ago. Then you turn around and finished 7th right now. Ross Chastain right now. I would not be stunned if he were to pull an upset somewhere down the line somewhere. I mean, it's been a while. We've seen a non-playoff driver win a race. And who knows if the events, again, I've said this all night long, if the events play itself out, and we see some wacky stuff like we have seen in these playoffs so far, we might see a big name driver out, left out of the Roto 12. It's possible. It's possible now. Obviously, Reddick right there in the mix, and Kurt Busch. So this could easily be switched around. So we'll see what happens. I mean, unfortunately, you can't control the mechanical issues, whatnot, but you can control driving a race car, and that's what all these drivers going to have in front of them on Saturday night. So, but Ross Chastain, definitely the EG3 shout of the week here, as that 42 car has come to life, and now he's really starting to put together finishes that this team is capable of. Obviously, the best finish came at Nashville earlier this summer, and this Chastain has been absolutely been fast. Obviously, JGR was super fast over the weekend, but Chastain was absolutely a rocket ship, especially at Darlington. That was a lot of fun to watch him run that fast and challenge the leaders as well. So definitely it's going to be interesting to see what he does at Bristol, but it's definitely going to be the playoff drivers up in the mix looking to get on. You win, you advance to... You win, you advance to the next round. As I'm getting out of control here on the show. So again, I'm gonna run down the schedule again, and we're gonna get out of here. Obviously, again, we will be back next week. Don't worry, we will be back next week. We're back to our regular scheduled programming here on the podcast. Here, we're gonna take you all the way through, obviously, through championship weekend. So definitely that. It's always the goal here on the podcast, and obviously, and what I'm thinking about, obviously, I was supposed to be on the Loose Lux podcast last time, so we're going to have to get that rescheduled here, obviously. I will be back on there at least 2 more times before the year rolls out, and I know we have, I am not going to give that away. So anyways, let's run it through the schedule one more time there, and I actually got 3Wide move of the week here before I sign out of here real quick. So again, the action starts Thursday night with the Truck Series on FS1, the round of 10 finale. Sheldon Creed looks to sweep all 3 races. Will he do that? Tune in to FS1 to find out there, the finale, who moves on, who's left out. Then, the Xfinity series, Friday night, the Xfinity series takes center stage with the regular season finale, which I don't think much will change with the playoff drivers as well, but must-see TV, though, because the regular season champion will be crowned. Only 5 points separate AJ Allmendinger and Austin Cindric. Tune in to NBCSN for that. If you can't catch the races this weekend, PRN will have flag-to-flag coverage of both the Xfinity and the Cup Series round of 16 finale on Saturday night, 6:30 Central Time. That's 7:30 Eastern Time, a little bit after 7:30 Eastern Time. NBC, PRN has coverage of that. The Bass Pro Shop Night Race, baby. Old school racing gonna go down. Who will transfer? Who will be left out? And we'll be here to talk about it for sure next week. So, triple header weekend in prime time at Bristol Motor Speedway. All right, the three wide move of the week, obviously. Well, that has to go to Denny Hamlin. obviously, he did not win the race, but Chase, actually, let's actually give it to Chase Elliott, because he made this move in the middle of stage two there, and he put Denny Hamlin right there next to a hot car, and it got dicey. It got dicey real quick. So, the three wide move of the week, obviously, as we send you to Bristol action this weekend, and Chase Elliott gets the three wide move of the week, who will move on to the round of 12.
To the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.